Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Whistlethrowers. It's a great way to interact with our show. Our DMs are always open for questions, topic discussions, and more. You will be able to find our new episodes and other announcements there.
You are a nasty individual. All right, thanks for tuning back into the Whistlethrowers podcast. This is Jack Mubarak, joined by... Actually, wait, it's just me today. Got rehearsal for his play, and Jack's at the Phillies game. And yeah, it's just me today. I always wanted to do just an episode by myself, so I'm grateful for the opportunity. So I'm going to save a championship and the Final Four for next week. I will give my 2 cents on that really quick. Men's side, thought it was really cool. UConn was able to go back-to-back. I saw a lot of comments. Coach's son, Andrew Hurley's Instagram post, because a lot of people were betting that he'd score a point, and unfortunately he didn't. But I think if you're betting on that dude scoring a point, you're probably down horrendous and you deserve to lose money. So, yeah, pick better bets. But yeah, Purdue was a one-man show that championship game. Zach Edey did all the heavy lifting. No one showed up outside of that. I think he had close to 40 points. He repeated as player of the year. Rightfully so. He'll definitely be on draft boards. And yeah, I just think UConn played them perfectly. They let Zach Edey do whatever he was going to do and just shut down everyone else, because like, you can't win a 1v5. They knew that. So yeah. And on the women's side, I was really pulling for Caitlin Clark. I really wanted Iowa to win. The supporting cast on Iowa doesn't really compare to the support to the team of South Carolina. They don't really, in my opinion, have a superstar the caliber of Caitlin Clark, but the whole team and Dawn Staley, just as their coach with a 38-0 season, is just absolutely insane. And yeah, like I said, with the men's, you can't really win a 1v5. I do wish Caitlin didn't shoot some of the shots that she did towards the end, because she kind of got desperate. But you know, you kind of do what you have to do. Understand that. I think the WNBA will make waves now that she's going to go to the Fever. The ticket prices are already skyrocketing, and she hasn't even been drafted there yet. So yeah, that's my 2 cents on college. Do want to talk about the NBA, because thanks to Adam Silver adding in the play-in tournament, the last 5 or so games of the NBA season are really entertaining now, especially on the east side. The west side is kind of formulating. The Mavs are able to climb out of the play-in a little bit ago. They are the fifth seed right now. They locked a playoff spot in. They locked the division up. They're playing the Clippers, and that's set in stone. They could get home court advantage if all goes well for them. But yeah, it looks like they're going to be facing the Clippers mainly in LA. I'm liking the Mavs, though. I think they're going to upset them. As far as the play-in goes, Lakers and Warriors are locked into the play-in. It's a 3-spot race for the 6th seed and the last spot in the playoffs. So right now the Pelicans have it. They're a half game up on the Suns. And then the Kings are like a game and a half behind the Suns. So yeah, who knows? Maybe the Suns will flip-flop into the 6, and then the Pelicans will drop down, or maybe Zion and the Pelicans will stay at the 6. But yeah, it's crazy. The Warriors went like 21-9 last time I checked since the start of February, and they stayed at the 9 spot. They started so bad that that magical run couldn't even save them. And I think the Warriors will lose to the Lakers. And I think the Lakers will make a push in for one of the last couple seeds of the playoffs, depending on how things go. In the East, it gets a lot more entertaining. So Bulls and Hawks are locked in for the last 2 spots of the play-in. I don't really have any expectations for either of them. Miami Heat and the Sixers are the 7th and 8th seed right now, and the Pacers are the 6th, and they're tied with the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic have a tiebreaker over the Pacers, but they are still both a game above the Sixers. and two games above the Heat. So it's crazy because the Sixers are at 7 right now, and they can go as far as the 5th seed if they went out and they get external circumstances that favor them. And honestly, I think they need that really much because Embiid, I don't think he's 100% healthy. He came back a little bit ago, but he missed a game or two since then. I've been watching a couple games here and there. I see him grab the knee a little bit on the floor. But yeah, I think if the Sixers really want a fighting chance to get out of round one, then they should really get in the playoffs and get that extra few days rest. Let's see. So if they were to go 6, they would play the Knicks. If they were to go 5, they would play the Cavs, but the Cavs and the Knicks could easily flip because the Knicks are only up half a game. If I'm the Sixers, I would rather play the Knicks. I'm saying this because they're down Julius Randle, and the Cavs really only slipped as far as they did, which is kind of crazy to say because they're the 4th seed right now. But they only slipped so far because Donovan was out of the mix, but now he's back. They're looking good. It really doesn't look like there's any situation where they would play the Magic, but that would be ideal for them. As far as that goes, I don't think the Heat have been playing well. Jimmy Butler's been back. He only had like 15 points yesterday on Wednesday to the Mavs. They made a comeback push, but they didn't get the job done. But they just always have been underwhelming. Jimmy hasn't really been a regular season performer, or he hasn't been playing regular season games, and that team around him is not good. Sorry to say it. They're really good when Jimmy plays in the playoffs, and they only beat the Celtics twice because of Jimmy Butler and Eric Spo. But yeah, like, you need, if you really want to get a good seed and then put yourself in a good position so you don't really have to be fighting an uphill battle, then Jimmy needs to play in the regular season. And so they could get a top seed, because if the Heat are healthy, I don't think the Magic are the 5th seed. I don't think the Pacers are the 6th seed. I think the Heat would jump right above them. I think the Sixers are kind of an anomaly because Embiid misses way more games than he usually did. But yeah, do want to talk about the Bucks really quick. So Milwaukee, this is considered a really down year, even though they pretty much locked up 2nd seed, which is kind of crazy to think about. So Giannis has a calf strain and he's out for the last two, three games of the regular season. And looks like they're shutting him down just for the playoffs. And, well, I didn't really think much about this, but Jack actually said that when Kevin Durant had a calf strain on Golden State and he played in the finals, you all know what happened. He tore his Achilles. So, not wishing that, obviously, but I know Giannis won't do it, but maybe it would be in good interest to not play this postseason, especially since you guys really don't have expectations. And honestly, it doesn't look like Doc Rivers will get a second chance, because they didn't even really fix the defensive problems that they had with Adrian Griffin as their coach. You guys know me. I'm a Sixers fan. I see through the Doc Rivers facade. So, yeah, looking, if I was a Bucks fan, I'd be looking for next season. There's nothing really here. So, yeah, I talked college. I talked professional. I'll talk NFL really quick. I'm not going to talk about the draft. I want to get into that next week, because I think the week after is the actual draft. Stephon Diggs went to the Texans, and the Bills got less from him than the Steelers got for Chase Claypool, which I thought was crazy because Chase Claypool got was traded for a 32nd overall pick, which is just first round. And then Stephon got traded for a next year's second round, which is crazy. And the Bills are paying him like $30 million in dead cap. So yeah, they got absolutely fleeced. However, I do think it's good that he moved on because there was something there. There was some disgruntlement between him and Josh Allen and the organization in general, fans. Like, I think you'd kind of be silly to just not acknowledge that at this point. But yeah, as far as NFL, they added the hip drop tackle rule, which I'm not a fan of. I know that a lot of injuries have came from the hip drop tackle. Do I think banning it is the solution? No, because you just completely cut off half the body that you can't pull down to the ground with you. Like, you can't go below the knees, and rightfully so. I'm not going to argue that. But when you take the thigh up to the hip, then, like, that just eliminates half the tackle. I really don't know how the NFL expects defensive players to bring guys to the ground. And I just see a lot of unnecessary penalties coming from this, especially for the Chiefs. I see a lot of situations where Mahomes will be moved up 15 yards for something that really isn't warranted, especially on top of the late hit for the quarterback rule, which I kind of take issue with as well. Not the rule itself, but the way it is called. Like, I feel like any time the ball leaves the quarterback's hands, and like, these are big guys, like, you know, you can't really slow them down the second the ball leaves the quarterback's hands. And like, if they get sacked or hit half a second after the ball leaves their hands, is that really a late hit? I don't think so. The refs think so. But yeah, I don't think it'll last a full year. I think they're going to have to either modify it or get rid of it, because I think it'll make football unwatchable if they really enforce it the way the league wants it to be enforced. So we'll see. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's going to last. And I think we're going to all laugh about it, hopefully, when it's all said and done. So I got some questions from some viewers. I got two questions from viewers. Joe asked, is Jalen Brunson mid? No, Joe, he is not mid. And in a group chat that me and Joe are in, I got in an argument about Zion not being a top 10 player. One of my friends thought he is skill-wise, whatever, whatever. And I named like 20 players who I thought were better than him. And that's pretty much being generous, but Brunson was one of them. Brunson has willed this team to a top 3 seed if the season ends this way, but worst case 4 seed. So yeah, he really took major leaps. Do I think there's much improvement from the way he's playing? No, but I definitely think he could be playing this way for a few more seasons, at least. And I think that's a lot more than you could get out of a lot of guys. So I will say that. Joe is a Knicks fan, so he's got to stop being so hard on Brunson, because you've had a lot worse. Like, come on. He's been the best that you've had for probably as long as you've been watching. Minus Carmelo, but Carmelo didn't really yield much playoff success, and it wouldn't take much for Jalen to outdo him in that regard. So I will say that. And I got a fun one from David. I'm going to modify this because, David Wiseman, you are a sick, sick individual. There's something wrong with you. It is documented. It is known. You are disgusting. So maybe you can see maybe you can get what he was putting down, but I'm not saying it exactly. So Dave has me in the middle of a Congo line. Someone's behind me. Someone's in front of me. He's asking, which way do you move to get out? I will move in. I will move so the person behind me is no longer behind me. And that's how I'm going to answer the question. You are a nasty individual. It is documented. We all know this. Disgraceful. Okay, I'm going to do some would you rather questions. Then I'm going to wrap it up. So, it's a weird website name. So, first would you rather is, would you rather give up sex for a year or food for a year? Now, based off how my life has been for the last year and 9 months, I could probably give up sex again. Be a lot easier than food. Just, it's just the way things have been going, unfortunately. Not that I want it to go this way, but just the way things have been going. Next one. Would you rather have a fully grown mustache for a year or leg hair for a year? This is a weird one. I think this is really obvious. I have leg hair and I'm allowed within 500 feet of a school zone. Not that I hang out 500 feet within a school zone. Just saying I can. And yeah. This is a weird one from a guy's perspective. What? I think this is a girl's would you rather. Oh, yeah. The website's called The Hen. Yeah, I'm going to a different one. Give me a sec. All right. Got a new one. Got a new website. This looks better. Would you rather brush your teeth with clean toilet water from your own toilet or drop your phone in a porta potty? Oh, shit. This one is tough. You see, I'm assuming if it's the my toilet scenario, it would be like fully clean, like just freshly clean. Even still, would not brush my teeth with that. No matter how clean it is, because then if it's not piss and shit, it's chemicals. I feel like there is a way I could drop my phone in a porta potty and get it out and clean it in a less dirty way. Like maybe I could get some gloves on. Maybe I could get like pliers to pull it out. So yeah, I will drop the phone in the porta potty and hope it's not that dirty. Would you rather get a face tattoo of something you choose or a tattoo in a discreet area, but someone else chooses it for you randomly? So I've seen some face tattoos that like you can't really see on people. But I still would never mark up my face. So I will choose a tattoo of someone else's choosing on a discreet location. And I would probably choose the bottom of my foot because I don't trust anyone else's input, especially friends. Would you rather not know you smell like shit or always smell like shit but no one else can smell it? Always know but have no one else smell. Because if no one else could smell it, then not that big of a deal. I feel like the phobia for smelling bad is from other people smelling you. So I will take the having no one know that I smell bad. Always sweat profusely when you talk to your crush, or always have to whisper to them when you talk. Well, I feel like I always sweat in this situation. I feel like they wouldn't take kindly to whispers, so sweat. Poop your pants at work or pee your pants on a date? Shit. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go shit, no pun intended. Yeah. No. can't be doing that on a first date. Have one eyebrow or no eyelashes. No eyelashes. Feel like you could get away with that unless someone has intense eye contact and they're right in front of you. Feel like you could get away with that. Do you rather send a lewd photo to your dad or to your boss? Shit. I have a Middle Eastern dad, so probably my boss. Few can relate. But if you can, you understand. Sneeze whenever you say a word that contains the letter E. So I would have had to sneeze 1, 2, 3, 4 times just saying that one sentence. Or vomit whenever you say a word that contains the word Z. Probably Z, because I think I could get away with not saying words with Z. E, everyone's gonna think I have, like, hepatitis or some shit. Okay. Cry rainbow tears or fart rainbow-colored gas balls. I think the farting one could be a cool party trick, especially when drunk, so... yeah, that's what I'm going with. Wake up as the opposite sex once a month, or wake up in a strange place once a year. Oof. See, with a strange place, it could be like chained to a bed in Bulgaria, so... probably wake up as the opposite sex once a month. A lot of exploring could be done that one day a month. Could learn a lot of useful stuff. Try to survive a month in the desert with your friends or 5 years in a reality house with really dumb cast members. Ooh. I have some resourceful friends, and I've seen, like, the reality TV shows that they are describing, like, where they put a bunch of people in a house and they're all eccentric. Ooh. 5 years is a really, really long time with weirdos, so probably go a month in a desert. Have only 8 fingers or 8 toes. I started playing guitar, so 8 toes. Be allergic to the sun or to sweat? This is lose-lose. Sweat. Just move to Alaska or some shit. Find out your spouse cheated on you on the Jerry Springer show, or get divorced on Judge Judy. Get divorced on Judge Judy. Because in that way, I could not be the butt of the joke every time. Okay, I'll do a few more, then I'll get the fuck out of here. Would you rather have every movie you watch slowly turn into Shrek, or have every song you listen to slowly turn into Smash Mouth's All-Star? I listen to a lot more music than I watch movies, so Shrek it is. Have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands for paws? Dog with human hands. That would scare me less than the cat. Plus, I don't like cats, so... get $10,000 now or find a penny whenever you reach into your pocket. If I choose penny, the banks won't be able to stand me, so probably 10,000 up and now, time value of money. Would you rather, for the same annual salary, start in a TV show or a popular YouTube channel? TV show. Easy. Would you rather have incredibly strong fingers or incredibly strong sense of smell? Oof. Grip strength or survival instincts? Well, I guess they're both survival instincts, but I feel like smell could prevent me from certain situations. Choose strong sense of smell, probably. Would you rather assume you will still emit the same volume of gas, fart all your farts for a year on December 31st, or fart once a day at exactly noon? I mean, I, like everyone, go out on New Year's, so, and fart once a day at noon exactly. At work, my computer shuts off at 12:25 every day, and we plan around it. So, I mean, I'll just go to the bathroom at noon every day. Fuck it. And not be a nuisance for an entire day. Would you rather only be able to watch one channel for the rest of your life or be able to watch whatever you want, but only in the morning? Only in the morning, whatever I want. Eat spaghetti through a straw or blended smoothie? Smoothie. Run around the field naked during a baseball game or stand in front of the White House and moon it? You don't gotta tell me twice to stand in front of that White House and moon it. I think that'll end it. I had fun, actually. I enjoy the presence of my co-hosts, but this was a cool experience. I didn't think I'd be talking for this long. I enjoy this podcasting stuff. I feel like it made me better talker and communicator. Forces me to get my points out very quick and articulated. So I could add what I want in a in a limited amount of time and not like take up the entire time with my friends and let them get their two cents in. So yeah, it's been a good time. We're approaching the end of the first season. So yeah, we'll see what happens after that. But we'll see you next week.